Trump has come out, and Trump tends to do what he says he's going to do. He's very serious about things.
The United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria and numerous other countries. It's not only Nigeria. It's all over. We stand ready, willing, and able to save our great Christian population around the world. This is not going to happen. The killing of Christians is not going to happen.
And that's the religion of peace.
The entire purpose of Islam, according to all Islamic doctrine, is to ensure that there is an Islamic state throughout the entire world called a caliphate, and under that, Sharia or Islamic law is the law of the land. That's it. Islam breaks the entire world into two parts, the Dar al-Islam, where Sharia is the law of the land, and the Dar al-Harb, the house or abode of war, where there is not Sharia as the law of the land. The function of Islam is to eliminate the Dar al-Harb until the entire world is a Dar al-Islam. And the vehicle to do that is called what? Jihad, which in 100% of all published Islamic law is only defined as warfare against non-Muslims.
It is the government's fault, isn't it? They took away stop and search because of woke. They actually stopped policing the dealing and possession of psychosis-inducing drugs within certain communities because of woke. They leave our borders wide open, enabling foreign cartels to run organized crime leading to violence on our streets, from snatchings to muggings to stabbings, because of woke. They've imported in tens of thousands of misogynistic men who want to assault, abuse, leer at, harass, even rape our women and girls, because of woke.
The government says it's not terrorism, because Islamic terrorism does not exist, and you will be arrested if you say it.
Arresting you on suspicion of improper use of the electronic communications network.
What?
Over 12,000 people per year are arrested in the UK because of their social media posts. That's over 1,000 people per month detained and questioned because they're believed to have caused distress, offence, annoyance, or anxiety, not even necessarily to a specific victim, but it can be to society at large. This is under Section 127 of the Communications Act and Section 1 of the Malicious Communications Act.
Listen, you have to resign Keir Starmer and there needs to be a general election in the UK. You are not protecting the British people. How many people have to die? How many innocent Britons have to die before you'll get your shit together?
So Keir Starmer has said it's deeply concerning what happened in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, on the train tonight, where 9 people are fighting for their life. Deeply concerning, is it? Not disgusting. Not outrageous. Not this shouldn't be happening.
And the problem that you've got is, when you're a psychopath, for whatever reason, you, as an innocent person, don't have to do anything to wind them up and find yourself stabbed in the head. Normally, if you get into a fight, some kind of altercation, what it means is you've had some kind of row, so you prepared for some kind of row, or road rage row, where that person might jump out the car for a fight, but you know what's coming. But if you're just a psychopath, you don't have to wind them up. They're already wound up.
Of course, your Home Secretary, this lady Mahmoud, doesn't want you to comment and speculate on the matter. Well, excuse me, it kind of looks like the real racists in the UK are Muslim people who hate white Christians, who want to stab them in these kinds of horrific attacks. You don't see white people doing this.
As the Quran says, God does not burden any soul with more than it can bear. We hope that you have a blessed and fulfilling Ramadan. Peace be upon you all.
As we've taken over the country, officially England's over.
Allahu Akbar.
A man has just been charged with murdering a woman who is let out of jail early by Keir Starmer under his early release scheme. He's let out 38,000 criminals and is planning to let out 10,000 more. When he started this, he was warned by MI5, by the National Crime Agency, by the heads of our police forces that he was going to endanger the public. But he did it anyway. Keir Starmer has unleashed a crime wave on our streets, and people are already feeling the terrible consequences.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated. The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. So as terrible as a lot of the news is, there's a lot of great news as well. At least we're awake, we're gaining traction, and the enemy's getting weaker, and we're getting stronger. But when you got the enemy by the neck and corner, that's when they're going to be biting and clawing and stabbing and spitting poison. When you got your hands around their neck, squeezing the lifeblood out of their eyes. When you see them dimming. Like a light getting the energy turned off to it, just keep squeezing. And they've got their back legs scratching you and tearing you up and got little gremlins crawling all over you, sticking needles in your ass. Doesn't matter. Because we're winning and we're crushing their throat in right now, politically, nonviolently. We're smashing them to the ground. Yeah, for the children, for the future, to secure the future. We're breaking their neck politically. When we're done, we're nonviolently, metaphorically going to stick it on a pole at the gates to the city as a warning to other would-be tyrants of the future. Whenever I pause and look at my stacks, it's not for lack of news. Oh, my God. Let me do this before I hit all the other news. We got huge guests coming up. Because I need to put a book in on what I covered the last 30 minutes, the last hour. So, you heard me play a few clips to Supreme Court justices. A sophomore in high school that has 100 IQ helped. A whiz kid in the 7th grade could do it. A dummy that's a high school senior. could go take everything that Robert said and Gorsuch said and Jackson said and Sotomayor said and go look it up instantly, and it's pure absolute horse crap trying to say Trump's tariffs are unconstitutional. Just like saying, you know, he can't have National Guard or whatever. Or he doesn't have the power to deport illegal aliens. It's in the damn Constitution, bigger than Dallas. But why are they doing this? Because they're blackmailed, they're controlled. Roberts, it's well known. You don't need to blackmail people like Sotomayor and Jackson. They're just totally brainwashed leftists and dumber than a box of rocks. A box of hammers the globalists beat us over the head with. But I know a lot of you are really smart, so I'm not going to, let's just say this. It's the key to Trump's recovery to reindustrialize the United States for the long-term recovery. We have to innovate out of this debt. We have to cut taxes on the working class, increase taxes on the rich, which Trump's actually done. We have to get massive investment in. We have to innovate. I mean, this is a JFK economic policy stuff. Yeah. This is like classic Democrat stuff before they went pure evil. This is very populist. This is what you do if you want to help the people and secure the country. And one-sided trade deals with Canada on average a 250% tariff on. They got stuff that's even higher than 300. I mean, just do I need to explain to people that's a screw job? And it doesn't help the Canadians because they have a monopoly up there on milk, eggs, everything. It's just a few companies. So it hurts them too. And I use Canada because it's the most outrageous. 300%? I mean, come on. And so Trump is not just getting our jobs back and our sovereignty and massive investment, and he's winning. He's also using the soft power of, okay, you're screwing us with, you know, 80% tariffs. This is a Chinese example on automobiles or something. We'll only tax you at 30% on that, but you got to agree, and there's a whole basket of things, that you're not going to put an embargo on rare earth minerals, which we have to have for the computers and chips and all that. So Trump is in there, and he's winning these negotiations. He's got the vast majority of countries around China to basically join up with us and contain them economically. We are winning. But if the Supreme Court pulls that power, and they are co-equal to the executive, and tells Trump to do it, he can override it to have a constitutional crisis. And you go, well, what's the remedy? Then the House of Representatives has to move to impeach. Well, the Republicans control it. And there's been many cases where presidents ignore the Supreme Court. And it was set up like that. Okay, you want to ignore it? Let's see what the legislative says. So Trump is following the law. And it does not look good with these statements of the majority of them. I'll get to Trump and the filibuster in a little while. In fact, print me that. Trump's right. They say as soon as they get back in, they're going to get rid of the filibuster. We need to get rid of it now while we have control and dominate their ass. This is the final round. This is the quickening. This is the last few minutes of the game. And we're tied in overtime, baby. In fact, I said that the other day. I said, pack the court. Everything they say they're going to do, just go ahead and do it. Take the gloves off. In fact, don't just take the gloves off. Politically, nonviolently, put a sword in our hand and hack up this thing for good. Because they already threw the rules out the window. We don't throw the rules out. We use the rules we've got. And the nuclear options the founders put in there only break this glass in case of this. Well, is it time to break the glass? I've been on there 31 years, and I've not been up here saying get rid of the filibuster. Thune says they're not doing it. No, I agree with Trump. We got to go 110%. We got a bum rush. Balls to the walls. Fully commit. Does anybody even intellectually doubt that? Or at your gut level, to save this country and the world, we're not going to break the law. We're not going to declare martial law. We're not going to do what Democrats have done. No. Do we break the glass for the fire axe when there's a fire to get through the door? You bet your ass we do. Is there a fire? You know, don't pull the fire alarm unless there's a fire. Is there a fire? Is there fire shooting out of the country, burning down, and, you know, literally and figuratively? Are we in an emergency? You know, it becomes a joke with a lot of people online. They're like, why? You know, every few weeks he calls it an emergency broadcast. Every day I have to control myself not to do that because every day is an emergency, but I have to really wait till it's really bad to do it. And today is a serious emergency. If the Supreme Court overrules Trump, it is a emergency, 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 because we're in the time of emergencies. I started 20-something years ago, like once a year, saying emergency broadcast. Now, every day, it actually is an emergency broadcast. It's a lie to not call it an emergency. We're in an emergency. Who can deny we're in an emergency? And we need to admit we are in a what? An emergency. We have gotten like a frog in the pot. It slowly turns up, and it's true. I've seen demonstrations of it. You know, the coon asses, and they cook them great. In Louisiana, the crawfish, you know, all of it. Times I've tried to buy crawfish, I didn't cook it well. But boy, you know, the coon asses, I'll eat crawfish and bullfrog legs all day long. If you're in Louisiana, Mississippi, but it's true. You can pull up videos on YouTube. You can put a bullfrog or any other frog in a pot. And it's cold water. It's just sitting there. And you turn it up. And as long as it turns up slow, as long as you put it in cold and turn it up slow, he'll just sit there like it's a hot tub. He'll roll over and die. But if you throw him in hot water, he'll jump right out. Well, they've been turning the heat up so long, people have just gotten used to all of this, being walked all over. I want the frog to get out. But see, there they are, slowly turning it up. And he doesn't know. Yeah, they do the test first. If it's hot, he crawls out. Put him in cold, turn it up slow, he stays and he dies. I haven't seen his demonstration, but I've seen five or six others, and it's a well-known thing. So don't be the frog in the pot, people. We are in boiling water, and it was slowly turned up. But we have bigger brains than a frog. This is some kind of rainforest frog. I think for an accurate demonstration, it needs to be the coon ass demonstration of a bullfrog. It's not even big legs on that thing. Man, a bullfrog's like big old juicy legs, and they're sweet. I don't really like to eat them, but I have had them a few times. There you go. That's a bullfrog right there. That's what you eat. All right, so let's just stop right there with the analogy. We have some really good news. We have some crazy news. Somebody collapsed during the Trump press conference and Kennedy darts out, which is smart. Because when they killed Malcolm X and when they killed his dad and other people, they'll do like a diversion and a scuffle to distract the security people. And then that's when they get you. And so Kennedy just lived to fight another day. So that video is coming up. But first, McBreen put out a new short video that's kind of a remake of something we put out right when Trump got into office back in January that went like 100 million views on X alone. But Trump has launched Operation Big Ball. So I had him get the old video and kind of update it with Trump's ballroom they're freaking out about. So here it is. Trump launches Operation Big Balls.
To know who's going full steam ahead with the wrecking ball at the White House?
President Trump bulldozed a third of the White House last week.
It's all being replaced by a massive ballroom.
He's ripping up the East Wing to build a grand gilded ballroom.
Construction workers yesterday began tearing down a portion of the East Wing of the White House to build President Trump's new ballroom. You guys, I don't think he's planning on leaving in 3 years.
The entire East Wing of the White House is now gone, irreparably.
I'm happy to announce Operation Big Balls.
upper class high society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all.
Big balls.
And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the best balls of the balls.
Cranes and bulldozers are tearing up the facade of the White House's East Wing, clearing the way for President Donald Trump's new ballroom.
You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound.
It's going to be bigger than the White House itself.
The demolition sparking outrage today.
And that is more destruction the White House has seen since the troops for the British crown burned it down the War of 1812. And Donald Trump is tearing down the White House.
It's all part of the president's new ballroom project.
Operation Big Beautiful Balls. That's what we're going to call it.
I don't remember asking for a ballroom.
Trump continues building his multi-hundred million dollar ballroom.
And we're now at $350 million.
Barry tore up the White House and spent $400 million in taxpayer money during a recession. And what did he have to show for it? A basketball court.
And Trump's using donor money to build all of it.
Trump's spending less. $300 million on a big, beautiful ballroom, and you're not paying for it.
The government's paying absolutely nothing.
The ballroom is going to be glorious.
But I made the balls a little larger as a tribute to my manhood.
The biggest and most beautiful balls of them all.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S, big balls here.
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got one of the biggest examples of lifetime karma, reap what you sow, I've ever seen. Last hour, we were covering live Trump at the White House doing a PR push about how he got prescription drug costs cut by over half. Because Americans are 5% of the world population. We pay for 75% of the drugs of the world. We're totally screwed. He used World Trade Organization rules to get the cost cut. But he chose Ozempic and its on-record toxic, dangerous Gila monster / anglerfish poison. Yeah, that's what it's made of, synthetic, that paralyzes your guts, attacks your heart. He used that as his example because it's like $300 a month, so we got it cut to $150. And Trump said, I don't know if it's good for her. Are you guys trying it? Who else is taking it around here? I don't know. We learn it's bad, we'll tell you, like he did with Tylenol. So he's even putting in fine print. But he chose that because that's the biggest example of a huge cost. And I just said, this is crazy. And then during the press conference, somebody falls down and gets drug out. And we didn't know who. And now we just learned 30 minutes later who it was. We'll show you a video of it in a moment. Unbelievable. Who is Gordon Findlay, Novo Nordisk executive, faints, he collapsed in the Oval Office and had to be drug out. In fact, during it, he says the guy's name and says, you're on it, right? You like it, right? It's good, right? And then the guy, just like the nurse, oh, I take the COVID shot, it's so good. I mean, those hundreds of videos. With the COVID shots, this is wild. By the way, I know a bunch of people got on this stuff, froze their guts. They had to go to the hospital. It literally paralyzes your intestines. I mean, it is crazy. And that's why when I lost all this weight working out hard and dieting and taking supplements, people go, oh, you're on Ozempic or one of the subdirectives. Bull crap. Absolutely not. I don't take Tylenol. I got to be in a lot of pain to take Advil. My doctor's Jack Daniels, and I don't do that anymore either. I'm honest about that. Mr. Tobacco and Mr. Alcohol is what I've always liked, and nothing else. Not marijuana, nothing. I've smoked it before. But no, I don't like any of this stuff, folks. All right? My drug of choice is a ribeye medium with horseradish and a wedge, iceberg wedge salad. Sorry, I'm getting hungry. But And my main drug is sunsets and good times. So this is incredible. And again, if you're a new viewer or listener, every time I mention over 30 years ago, they isolated the deep water, super ugly, evil looking anglerfish has a light to lure fish and has these big evil vampire fangs that have poison on them. And the poison is it paralyzes the fish. So even if it bites it, it gets away. It gets paralyzed. It can eat it. And then you take the paralytic, but they found it made people too sick. So they mix a synthetic copy of its paralytic with the Gila monster that lives in northern Mexico and the southwest. It's a 2.5 foot long lizard. It will attack you. Like a shark, it has teeth that fall out and more come out. Each tooth is full of venom. And it's similar to the anglerfish. And that's what you put in yourself. And they tell you that's good for you. Kills your muscles, kills your heart muscle. And I get it. You weigh 500 pounds. You know, something's got to work. But they've got tens of millions of people on this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And it comes from these creatures on screen. I know it doesn't sound real. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not making it up. So here is the head of Novo Nordisk. Here is their CEO right after he's asked, how's Ozempic? Oh, yeah, I'm on Ozempic. He goes around to the executives. Are you on it? No, you are. Yes. And then he collapses. And in the close shot, people thought Kennedy'd run out of the room. He actually goes over to help him. Wow, this is wild. Here's the footage.
It's in creating high-value jobs. But today, we... Oh, are you okay? Gordon, you okay? Yeah.
Press. Thank you, press. And we now know was supported with good help.
For nearly 150 years,
there's a wider angle.
My company, Eli Lilly, has been investing in America. We've been advancing science and creating high-value jobs. But today, we... Oh, are you okay? Gordon, you okay?
Give me the chair.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. Yeah.
You know, I'm not happy for him. I'm laughing because I started hearing about this drug like 4 years ago. And they admitted then in the studies it was causing heart attacks, muscle loss, paralytic the gut. I heard a doctor saying it was Gila monster venom. Went and looked it up. It was. And I'm just like, what? What? Lizard venom? Deep ocean poison vampire fish toxin? You know, Botox comes from the pufferfish, too. Shoot that in your heart's going to stop. I mean, this is wild. So we'll learn more about this as it unfolds, but there you go. We're going to post this on X right now. It's live now, but we're going to post it on X. Put some of the B-roll in there, people collapsing after they took the mRNA COVID shots. We'll be right back. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. I got to, and then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it, get a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line, all very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there, the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. There's 30 days, it started a few days ago, of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. We can't do without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have a lot of really horrifying news, key news, strategic news, military news coming up. We have a massively really funny and politically incorrect individual joining us coming up in the next hour. Then we're going to look at the Islamic globalist, communist, socialist, Mondami with Matt Bracken in the fourth hour. I'll be riding shotgun with him. But I really appreciate, he's our sponsor, yes, and he is the top gold and silver broker in North America, and he has the highest ratings because he has the best deals on record, certified. Just sell silver and gold at wholesale every day so you know exactly what you're getting, and great consultants and everything else, and they buy it back from you for free, no cost. Nobody reputable does that. So, yes, he's a sponsor, Dr. Kirk Elliott. And yeah, we'll plug gold here. I shouldn't even need to. It's the very best investment above Bitcoin, above everything else, above even Palantir or NVIDIA. I mean, there has been no better investment in the last 2 years than gold and silver. And I got out of the market for 14 years because I said the other one was speculative. We're at the end of it. I'm out. And then I went and said, who's the top guy? Oh, I know Kirk Elliott. We'll get him on 2 years ago because now it was time for me to come tell you to get it. Because what do? I steer you in the direction and I explain why I believe it. I don't just tell you I know. I don't just operate on my record, which really should be enough. I neurotically detail it all. But that's not why he's here today. He has no shortage of his phones blowing off the wall. And they're running out of silver and gold. Not him, the whole system. I wanted to get him on about the Supreme Court and cross your fingers, Lutnick's right, Trump's chief advisor, financial advisor, or one of the two top ones, Bessette's up there, the Treasury Secretary, that no, the court's going to rule in favor of Trump's tariffs, which we've had five Supreme Court rulings, one this century, two last century, two before that, saying, yeah, the president can do this. But I played it last hour, the horrific statements by Evan Roberts, who he knows compromised, where he's like, you can't put a tax on the people. Only Congress can. It's not technically a tax. It's a regulatory deal, and you don't have to buy a Mercedes if Trump puts a 50% tariff on it, so it's not a tax. And you even hear Trump's lawyers explaining that to them, but they don't want to hear it. I follow the Supreme Court a lot. When they start talking this negative, it looks bad. And most analysts think they're getting ready to rule against it. Now, they did get destroyed by Trump's lawyers who were in the right. But I wanted to get Elliot's take on what it'll do if they shoot down these tariffs. I know what Trump's going to do. I'm predicting now that if they do shoot it down, and I'm not sure, but it looks bad, it'll be a constitutional crisis. And yes, the Supreme Court's co-equal, but this has happened a lot with presidents. From George Washington to Thomas Jefferson, right through Abraham Lincoln to Kennedy, you name it. When this court does something that the president thinks wrong, he can ignore it. Then the only recourse is impeachment. And if we control the House and win the midterm, that won't work. And I don't see them even getting a conviction in the Senate when it's obviously for the people. But this is, it's got the, give me the heebie-jeebies. Because if he, blah, 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 who cares about tariff or trade, folks? This is the American recovery. And if his recovery is going to work, which they've been trying to block, it's got tractions, but it's still nip and tuck here. It's still really close. Then it's a whole world of hell. We're going to lose a world reserve currency. We're a debtor nation. We have to grow our way out of this. Trump is doing the perfect job to get us out of this. Not just Elliot, but other economists. He's a renowned economist as well. So I am chewing my fingernails here. And then I wanted to briefly get him on before I had all the other news about all this other economic news coming out where you've got job cuts in October hit highest level for the month in 22 years. Breaking central bank chooses China for gold vaulting. It's been a big debate about when he needs to raise the price of gold, make us the center for that. When was that move going to happen? Bitcoin bears see more peril after 300 billion crypto sell-off. We're not against Bitcoin. We're just simply saying gold and silver is a sure thing because of industrial uses and more. So that's a lot to hit. I'm going to try to give you the floor to talk about this, but I'm going to put on screen the coordinates of victory individually. KEPM.com, KEPM.com, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. When you go to gold, they know you came from us, so we get more support on the show. 720-605-3100. You can call, get a free consultation, or go sign up on the email. They call you, they give you a consultation, they can roll over financial instruments, you name it. This is the top rated. This is the biggest. This is the most transparent. Gold and silver is the place to be, but like I've always said, it's like in the savannah in Africa, at a watering hole during the summer when things get dry, all the gazelles, all the animals have to come there, and there are the crocodiles, and there are the lions, and there are the jackals, and there are hyenas. The gold and silver is the water pool. And Kirk Elliott's company is the water, certified, set price, check it daily, 100% you know, best ratings, delivered right to you. But unfortunately, almost all the other companies, this is shameful, are crocodiles, hyenas, lions, jackals, cheetahs, and other weasel-like creatures. And this isn't about bashing other people to make us better. It's a fact. I've turned down millions a month in the last 14 years. All our problems will be solved because they know my listeners trust me. They go, oh, we'll spend $500,000 a month. Nope. How about a million? How about 2 million? How about we send you a check right over 3 million? And I go, and let me guess, you're going to sell numismatic. Well, they're actually valuable. Sure, some are 100% markup. And I'm like, you can mark up something like a pocket knife that, you know, costs you 25, you sell it for 50. People get, they're supporting you. That's at a regular store. Not in the gold and silver market. That's a ripoff. We do not do that. 8% flat fee with all the service, everything you get in it. The way it's been going up in a few months, you gain it back. And you can sell it back for no charge. That's the big one you want. And I've had family that didn't listen to me just in the last few months that bought silver from Kirk a couple years ago and got 150% increase. And they're like, we're just going to sell it. And sure enough, they call back, sold it. They sure, here, boom, sell it, boom, here's your money. So you want to go with the tried and true. And it's crazy. I'm going to stop ranting. Kirk, you got the floor here. We only got 15 minutes, so I'm going to shut up. Let's do the Supreme Court. Let's do the tariffs. What happens if that goes down? What Trump should do if they do it? And then I want to look at what's happening in the economy. I want to look at what's happening in the major move to gold reserves by central banks that you predicted 2 years ago. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Well, it's great to be with you, Alex. And this is absolutely, you're spot on. This will actually kind of destroy the fabric of America, which is what they want. I believe what they want to do is stop Trump dead in his tracks. Having tariffs on international products, right, does bring revenue into America, but that's like where they say, ooh, this is a tax. You're hiding the fact that it's a tax. No, it's a protective regulatory measure as well that happens to actually generate some income, right? Because if they stop him dead in his tracks, if you make foreign goods more expensive, which ultimately will do what? People will buy relatively less expensive American goods. And that's how you bring jobs back to America. That's how you make America great again. And so this, they want to stop dead in his tracks. And I have this gut feeling it's because midterm elections are coming up. And it's like, ooh, Trump was very ineffective. Look, he's a business guy president, and he couldn't even get this economy afloat. Yeah, they want to stop him dead in his tracks because we've already generated $90 billion in revenue from tariffs so far, you know. And so what do you do with this? What is the Supreme Court doing? They're acting like Trump is the only guy who's ever done tariffs. It's like, this is not true. This is not true at all. This is why I think this is so political. Barack Obama did tariffs. Right, he had protectionist tariffs. He imposed tariffs on Chinese textiles to protect U.S. consumers. George W. Bush imposed tariffs up to 30% on steel imports. Richard Nixon had them. Biden had them. Right, and so tariffs are what countries use to level out the playing field to protect the producers of products in their countries. This is what Trump is doing. But yet the globalist agenda, they don't want that. They don't want America to succeed. So if the Supreme Court, for whatever reason, decides Trump's tariffs are illegal, I think we lose our revenue stream. We lose the entire fabric of Trump's economic policy to make America great again and get jobs back here and get people working, right? And so what is that going to do? Inflation will have to persist, right? I think you will have riots and looting. I think the economy gets really good. You go into almost an inflationary death spiral, right? Because I think the fabric of society would change almost overnight. And it's already not good, right? It's already not good, but this isn't Trump's fault. You know, as a PhD in public policy administration, right, whenever you do a legislative action, administrative ruling, anything like that, there's time. That's the seed planting moment. Just like any other plant or flower, it takes time for that root to grow, and it grows into a flower. That's about a 12 to 18 month, almost like until you can see the fruit on the tree. Trump is still dealing with Biden's economy right now. Every president blames the president before, you know, it's like, oh, I inherited something bad. That's an absolute good argument for the first 12
to 18 months. But Kirk, you could say, wait, we already see success in many ways. The Democrats admit they want to dynamite the recovery. That's what the shutdown, day 36, is about. They admit they want leverage to crash it, to discredit this, so we go back into globalism. This is so obvious.
Well, it's so obvious. And so the reason why Trump is successful and it's not 12 to 18 months, if you were to change taxes or whatever, there's 12 to 18 months. What Trump is doing is actually generating revenue immediately from these protectionist tariffs on other countries, right? It's like he's doing a good job. He's bringing jobs back immediately. This has never been done before from a president. And this is why they want to stop that, Alex. I think
they started ethics investigations into Roberts a few months ago. And, you know, they'll give Trump a few bones on obvious things, but this is where the screw job comes in. I don't know how much you've had time to follow it, but 5 of the 9 made very aggressive comments against Trump lawyers and made outrageous statements that even I, a non-lawyer, knows is the truth. And I went and looked up, I was right. I mean, so this does not signal well. What is your, you predicted that all the rates they wouldn't cut, you predicted when they would cut them, how they would cut them. You called they would do it in a tiered deal, a quarter point at a time. So you've got a good crystal ball with all your research. Are you getting the bad feeling I'm getting, or do you think Ludnick's right, Trump's advisor, that no, they're just making noises, but they're going to do the right thing?
I hate to disagree with Ludnick because I think he's a genius, but I don't have a good feeling about this. I think the Supreme Court's somehow going to find a way to make tariffs illegal. But here's where, so if that happens, what could Trump's plan B actually be, right? So he's not just going to take that laying down, right? Because if that happens, you could go to the Section 122 of the 1974 Trade Act that allows for a 15% tariff for 150 days to address trade imbalances. All right, so go that route, right? The Court of International Trade, Section 122, provided a stronger legal basis for global tariffs. So they could invoke Section 338 of the 1930 Tariff Act, which actually gets you up to 50% tariffs on countries that discriminate against U.S. trade. It's like, okay, that's a big one. What?
They're all doing it with VAT and carbon taxes. Yes. Yeah, he's got them.
You could make the argument that all of those countries are unfair to America. So there's a legal precedent for Trump to actually go to a plan B, which is just going to tick them off even further, right? But I do
think... But the problem is we already have a legal precedent here and they're ignoring it, or about to.
Yeah, I know. They are. I mean, they're actually ignoring the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the IEEPA. I mean, they're ignoring them, I think, for political reasons. So here's where I think Trump being the best leader for a time like this, because it's like, okay, if plan A doesn't work, what's plan B? If plan B doesn't work, what's plan C? I think he's going to try to figure this out. But if the Supreme Court strikes it down, that is going to create mayhem in the markets.
Well, that was my next question. Does it shoot the market up short term and then crash it after? Because we know there's a lot of forces. I see a lot of corporate media, CNBC, 60 Minutes, pushing a crash.
Yeah. Well, I think there is going to be a crash, and it's not just because of the tariffs. I mean, I think when companies set up for these
just like Herbert Hoover, they want to blame Trump for the crash they already prepared.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They've already prepared this. And you look at like the banks, right? The banks are illiquid. They have very little funding right now. The reserve requirement at banks is the lowest it's been since like 2020.
Let me pull this up right here. Here's Bloomberg. U.S. bank reserves sink further to 5-year low on $2.8 trillion. When you first came on 2 years ago, you warned about this moment coming in the next few years of lack of liquidity.
Yeah, so here's where this, I think, applies to the tariff. These banks already have zero reserves. Tariffs bring in extra revenue. If that extra revenue isn't coming in, these banks are going to have actually less money available, right? And the people on the other side are going to say, oh, no. If there's no tariffs, people are going to spend more money and more money is going to go into the banks. It's like, Wrong. That money that we would be spending is going to go to other countries.
Let's go further. Let's go further. You can argue the numbers. 18 to 20 trillion has been committed. 8 to 10 trillion is already in. It's already Boomtown. And it's been the central banks and the mega banks blocking the regional banks. For people that don't know, that aren't studying banking, there's been like a 30-year war on real banks. Like the good old-fashioned banks are just non-existent, other than ones that follow ESG and give illegal aliens free loans of $30,000, but not citizens.
I mean, this is absolute bonkers, Alex. And I think that we are on the precipice of an absolute economic disaster.
I agree.
In America. I mean, and they're going to do everything they can do to blame it on
Trump. I've learned, I'm 51, and I ignored it my whole life for the last 10 years. I learned my gut's never wrong. It's not just my gut. My whole body feels sick. I mean, I'm really upset right now. Like, I have been the last day, I mean, and I was like, you feel it too, right? This smells like death.
It does, and you add some of the other things that are going on.
So are we about to have a giant crash like 29?
Yeah, because everything seems to be coming together. I believe that we are. I mean, everything's coming together all at once. You've got this tariff battle. You've got the government shut down. And
exactly. And you got all these idiots that go, I don't own stock. Neither do I. I don't care. It's everything, people. We are in such a bad position that if Trump couldn't do this innovation recovery, we are screwed. They don't understand, Kirk, the bad position we're in. This will make 1929 look like a cakewalk.
Yeah. I mean, even with the SNAP program, right, the food stamps and things of that nature, it's like, okay, that's being cut off. The Democrats who are not signing this bill to open up the government, they're hurting the people that voted them in, right? And so if people
leverage,
have
and they're trying to crash the economy, which is treason.
Yes, and consider what happens tomorrow, and they're going to restrict air travel, right? And there's going, 10%, 20% less air travel. They might restrict travel in certain airspace. The transportation industry is going to get hit hard. What about business people flying back and forth to have meetings, right? It's like, this is going to be, I think we're positioning ourselves with tariffs, with travel, that we can't do it right away because of this government shutdown. I mean, good grief, Alex. It's like all happening.
And this is a cascading effect. The Democrats are kamikazes. They think people won't remember there's a Great Depression. They did it. So what do we do now?
Well, what you do now is I certainly would not have any money in the bond market. I wouldn't have any money in the stock market if people aren't going to be able to spend, right? Either the economy is really bad.
And let's explain this. There's been a little pullback in silver and gold, but if the upward trend, it goes straight up. Massive crash in Bitcoin. I think that'll come back up as well. But the point is, it's going to be nothing compared to when the market goes down. And still, silver and gold, despite a small pullback, is still the number one performer. You probably should explain that to people.
Yeah, well, even after this pullback over the last 6 days, silver's up 67% year-to-date. Gold's up 51% year-to-date. That's not too shabby, right? Or I think Bitcoin might be up 20% year-to-date. So it's the best performing assets in the world, even after the pullback. But here's where it gets really squirrely. So you and I have talked in the past about how all roads lead to London. London is the financial center of the world. It's the gold and silver storage.
That was my next question. What about running out of silver? And what about central banks choosing China to store the gold? What's that about?
Well, Cambodia has already started saying we're going to use the Shanghai Gold Exchange. We're going to store in vaults there. In the last 2 days, China restricted exports of silver out of China. What does that mean? Oh, we can't send it to London. We can't replenish their supplies. See, London has run out of free float silver, which is what the silver that's available for everybody, manufacturers too, to buy. So they're so short. They're 700 million ounces short. And everyone's making a big deal. It's like, oh yeah, they've sent in some cargo planes. They got 72 million ounces put back into London. They're 700 million ounces short, Alex. I mean, it's nothing.
So you predicted about a month ago, we had to find the clip. Do five more minutes before Anthony Cumia joins us. You predicted some type of weird naked short manipulation, though they're out of bullets, try to drive it down because they couldn't cover it. Magically, silver and gold goes down some. But like you said, the shortfalls don't matter. It's like holding a beach ball underwater. Explain that going out to break. We'll do five more minutes.
Yeah. So when London needs metals now, we've got this thing that's called backwardation, meaning the current spot price is higher than the futures price. That doesn't normally happen. People expect, oh, the prices are going to go up. There's a cost of carrying and storing. So, of course, the futures prices have to be higher. Well, then why is current spot price higher than futures prices? Because London is trying to entice China and India and COMEX to bring metals into London now so they can fulfill their contracts. So what are they doing? They're jacking up the spot price, $2 over, $2.50 over, $3 over, and nobody's biting because they know that London is being squeezed out here, and they think, oh, maybe tomorrow it'll be $3. Maybe the next day it'll be $3.50. So the holders, being China and India and COMEX, they have the metals. It's not like it's gone. It's just not in the right place. It needs to be in London to fulfill all of these global contracts. And they're not releasing it. So here's the problem. They need to jack up their price to get metals in. If they do that, they could go bankrupt, right? So the banks who finance all these settlements on these short positions saying, hey, we don't think London's going to fix this thing. We're jacking up the storage and carrying costs, the lease rates to 100%. So it's like, no metal is going to get into London with lease rates that high. The lease rates can only come down if metals get into London. It's this chicken and the egg thing. We're in this for a while, Alex. This isn't going to be fixed anytime real soon. So we then get to benefit being holders of metals in these kind of market conditions, which are very extreme, and they're not going to fix it anytime soon.
So let me ask you this as we go to break. And again, you have a great crystal ball. We're not saying it's 100%, but just your personal view. How long till this attempt to manipulate this downwards so they can cover all their positions unravels? It looks like it's already unraveling.
It's unraveling now. It's going to be a progression of unraveling, probably within 2 months. By the end of the year, we probably have silver pushing 67 to 75. And by late spring, early summer, probably 120 to 140. That would be my guess. My crystal ball.
Yeah. Unbelievably dangerous. China refusing to deliver London, one of the biggest exchanges in the world, their silver. They're already out. What is that going to do when you can't get your silver? People are going to go absolutely ape, and the general public is going to want it. The general public has not entered the market yet. Wait till the dodo birds find out about this. Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to theAlexJonesStore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultramethylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, /25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment, midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the Force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones.